and buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Caesar shit, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for they war. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape. They burn the kids, no one makes gun. Trees, lie to your face, fight. Time killing people next in line, lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care. See their shit, force a bear, fuck them back, it's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn the kids, no more things, gun, trees, lie to your face, fight and die, cause God forgives. Yeah.
Welcome to the show. This is Rock the Boat. I'm your host, Ron Stevens, and this is the 20th of June, 2017. And I'm just going to jump this story first, and I'm going to go somewhere else after. But this is brilliant. This is out of the Ottawa Citizen. This is Ottawa, Canada, where our federal parliament building sits, where our federal government sits and picks their noses and stubs their thumbs up their asses as they continue to lie and destroy this nation. Anyways, this seems good being in the Ottawa Citizen, although it's from the Associated Press. And the UN chief says that the U.S. will be replaced if it disengages from the world. That is a brilliant statement from a very stupid man. I can't pronounce this guy's name, do I care? Secretary General Antonio Guterres. He warned the Trump administration on Tuesday, would it be today, that if the United States disengages from many issues confronting the international community, it will be replaced. And that won't be good for America or the world, says Antonio Peckerweed. Now, I don't know if this jackass doesn't understand it or not, but I don't recall the UN having anything to do with the founding of America. But he's pretty sure he has the power to replace it if the United States doesn't do what the United Nations wants it to do. Now, I've said this so many times. You know, Trump said he'll make America great again. Okay, let's get to it. Now, if you're ever given an opportunity, Mr. Trump, to do what you need to do, this is it. Okay, this jackass is saying that you're going to replace the United States if they don't smarten up. And where's the United Nations headquarters sitting on an American freaking soil? Now, that's an out-and-out threat against a nation. And as Bugs Bunny said, that means war. That's an outright threat to the people the nation, that if you don't bow down and do what the United Nations wants, they'll replace you with what? North Korea? I think North Korea is the only one. I think North Korea is the only country that's not a member state of the UN. I could be wrong, but I think that's the only one. So what are you going to do, replace it with North Korea? What are you going to replace North United States with, jackass? But that's throwing the gauntlet down. Do as you're told or we're going to replace you. It won't be good for America. Well, the United Nations never was good for America. It should have never been allowed on the soil. But then the Americans got conned by the Rockefeller family. And they got conned by the propaganda. And so on and so forth. But, goes on, the UN chief stressed that he is not afraid to stand up to President Donald Trump, citing his vocal opposition to the U.S. leader withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement. He said the mobilization of U.S. business and civil society and support on the climate change deal is a signal of hope that we very much encourage. Looking at the array of global crises, Guterres expressed concern that there could be a direct confrontation between the United States and Russia over Syria and urged de-escalation of the dispute between Washington and Moscow over the U.S. downing of a Syrian jet. This is very important, he said, because these kinds of incidents can be very dangerous in a conflict situation in which there are so many actors and in which the situation is so complex on the ground. Well, Syria is a little wee tiny country. And this is all about making refugees so the UN can get what they want, the lunatics at the UN, and have their diversified world where nobody's white anymore. They play this nonsense up. So indeed, he says, I'm concerned and I hope that all this will not lead to any escalation of the conflict that is already as dramatic as it is. Now, sometimes it's a good thing to be older because you got some history to back up on. And if I'm not mistaken, the whole point of the United Nations was so we'd never have conflict again, that we'd have a world of peace. And we haven't had a day's peace since the UN was established. So there never was about peace. You know, the idea that we would gain, put all these countries together so that if a country got uppity, the other countries would come and put a stop to it immediately, not actually create the conflicts in the war, which is what the UN does, but everything they do is backwards and upside down. So the UN chief says he's been actively involved in trying to promote effective mediation in a large number of global conflicts, including Syria, Sudan, Congo, Central African Republic, Syria, Libya, more recently Afghanistan, and Cyprus. That doesn't mean that problems are easy to be solved, he said, in a world where power relations are unclear and where impunity and unpredictably tend to prevail. What we see is that the capacity of prevention and conflict resolution of the international community as a whole, but also the UN in particular, are today severely limited. Well, I don't know how that could possibly be. You got 193 countries. You got what? A handful of them scrapping. So let's see, you got, what we got here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. So that means you have, what do you got here? 3, 4, you got 186 countries that are watching this. And the whole idea was that they would put an end to any conflict as soon as something flared up. They'd be in there. Settle it down. World peace, you know. It's the UN logo. World peace. What a bunch of lying dogs. Nonetheless, he said, I intend to go on very actively engaged in these kinds of contacts. He reiterated, however, that he thought the most likely successful mediation of the dispute between Qatar and Saudi Arabia and other Gulf countries should be regional, like the current effort led by Kuwait. But he said that if the United States gets involved in mediation, that, of course, will be welcome if they are able to do so in any effective way. He also said the UN has not taken any initiative in mediation of the North Korean nuclear dispute, leaving that to the Security Council. We know that there are important talks taking place by different countries that have leverage and influence in retaliation or in relation to the countries in the region. Secretary General, who served as UN High Commissioner for Refugees for 10 years, in other words, where all these wars are taking place, set up by the United Nations and their players in order to create migrants to sit to the west, chose World Refugee Day for the press conference and appealed to all UN member states not to refuse entry to those seeking asylum and deserving protection. He also urged rich countries to do more to support the 80% of the world's refugees living in the developing world, and to increase the number of refugees they will give new homes to. The United States is by far the largest resettlement country in the world, with a very generous and positive policy, he said. But that damn Trump is moving to significantly reduce the number of refugees allowed to enter the United States, even as his bid to temporarily suspend admissions is stalled in the courts. His budget proposal calls for a 25% cut in funds for resettling refugees on American soil. Guder said he has strongly encouraged the United States to come back to the levels of resettlement that we witnessed until 2 or 3 years ago. The Secretary General announced that he plans to visit Washington soon to engage positively and constructively with members of Congress on the need for the United States, as the largest contributor to UN budgets, to maintain support for the 193-member world organization. Asked about a new world order sparked by the Trump administration's actions, Guder said, I believe that if the United States disengages in relation of many aspects of foreign policy and many of international relations, it will be unavoidable that other actors will occupy that space. And I don't think this is good for the United States, and I don't think this is good for the world, he said. Well, I say, you know, slide on over there, America, and pull them damn flagpoles down, and everybody that's housed in that United Nations building, kick their sorry asses out of there and put that building to some decent use, like, oh, I don't know, homes for homeless veterans or the poor. I mean, it is, after all, isn't it, what the United Nations always yammers about is peace and end to poverty and all that kind of stuff. And here we have how many millions of Americans living in a very, very poor situation as the United Nations and the players try to bring the West to a third world status. So it is time, Mr. Trump. I mean, this jackass is throwing the gauntlet down that he thinks he has the power to replace America with something else. Well, I'm saying we got to replace the UN with nothing else. This is really, 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 really pathetic. And that is, I mean, that is an out-and-out threat. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's there's no other way to describe this. It's a threat. And will be replaced, and that won't be good for America or for the world. But he keeps mixing up the two words, you know, United States and America, which have absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with one another. America is the land, and America is the people, and the United States is 10 square miles of deceit, where the liars live, the lawyers write the laws, and where the propaganda comes out of all the time. So take it for what it is. This guy is ugly and evil, and America needs to deal with the United Nations. There's no bigger threat to the American people than the United Nations. Russia is no threat whatsoever. These little countries that are scrapping, that these wars have all been set up. I hate this stupid thing. I got it one day. Redo my name and my password for the chat. I never have seen that time for it. I guess we'll get her done sometime. But anyways, that's that. There's so many really ridiculous stories flying around that is difficult here's Oregon. Now, Oregon is where the Bundys, I think it was, yeah, it was Oregon, where they took over that federal building. And they were the freedom guys. But Oregon moves to strengthen its unique sanctuary state status. Oregon's legislature took a step closer Tuesday to strengthening its unique sanctuary state status, with the House passing a bill that would bar state and local agencies from asking about a person's immigration status and from disclosing information to federal officials, except in certain circumstances. The bill, introduced at the request of Governor Kate Brown and Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum, that sounds like a Jewish name, both Democrats, has sharply divided lawmakers along party lines in the Democratic-controlled legislature. The House Republican office called it an attempt to subvert federal immigration policy. House Democrats said it will strengthen privacy protections for vulnerable populations, like the ones that aren't supposed to be in Oregon. Two Latino Democrat lawmakers and from the predominantly Latino community of Woodburn and Diego from Portland, Oregon's biggest city, filed the bill on May 31st, trying to counteract enhanced immigration enforcement ordered by President Donald Trump. Principals of the two Portland high schools wrote on behalf of Portland Public Schools to support the bill, saying recent national and local events about increased federal immigration force has caused considerable anxiety and concern throughout our school district and communities. Our students are living in fear that their parents could be picked up by federal officials, and they are looking to our schools to be safe places. Some students are forgoing meals because of fear that filling out a form for free or reduced cost lunch could put their families at risk of arrest and deportation. The Oregon Wine Growers Association noted that Oregon's wine industry and other agriculture business depend on immigrant labor, noting that immigration enforcement has a chilling effect if an employer is in the U.S. legally, their spouse or child may not be, making them afraid to drive to work or take their children to school. The resident of Portland suburb of Forest Grove disagreed. She wrote to the legislature, "Our elected leaders should be expected by their oath of office to uphold the laws of this nation, not work to circumvent them, to benefit people who here illegally and at the expense of the Oregon taxpayer." Oregon became America's first and so far only sanctuary state in 1987. That's the same year as the Brundtland Report. And this is United Nations in Oregon. "With a law preventing law enforcement from detaining people who are in the United States illegal but have not broken other laws. In February, Brown ordered all state agencies to follow it. Massachusetts lawmakers are considering a bill that would create another sanctuary state. The federal judge has blocked, at least temporarily, an executive order issued by Trump to cut funding to sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with federal immigration agents. Opponents of measures to protect those in the U.S. illegally from deportation say the safety of American citizens is being put at risk. David Olin Cross, a Salem man who researches crimes committed by foreign nationals, said that almost half of the 969 foreign nationals in Oregon prisons were whose detention is also being sought by Immigration and Customs Enforcement were incarcerated for sex abuse, rape, sodomy. Under the new bill, the date, time, and location of a person's hearings or appointments that are not already public record cannot be disclosed by the public body. The bill said that except as required by state or federal law, a public body may not disclose for the purpose of immigration enforcement a person's address, workplace, work schedule, school, contact information. A public body could inquire about a person's citizenship or immigration status when determining eligibility for benefits or is required by state or federal law. The bill now goes before the Senate." Well, that's pretty brilliant. So, we've got a problem. We've got the same problem here in Canada. They've got the same problem in Australia, the same problem in Europe, that that goomer that threatened Trump, who was for 10 years the refugee secretary, this is the outcome of it. Same thing up here. I mean, you have people crossing the border all the time now with the excuse that it's because of Trump. It had nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact that they're flooding their nations with people that ain't supposed to be here. And where'd they get these people that aren't supposed to be here? They created them in order to get them here. They took these countries and bombed the snot out of them in order they could create refugees and send them here and bring the West down a bunch of notches so that you're not a first world nation anymore. They want to level the playing field, so to speak, so that everyone is the same, broke and destitute and living on the whatever it is the UN food distributors bring to the poor. And, this keeps up. It won't be long before you start to see blue tent cities popping up. And, look at the UN. Look at the great work they're doing. Get them off American soil, please, and thank you very much. Get them gone. I don't really care how you do it, just get it done. Now, these stories that I'm reading, the first one was in the Ottawa Citizen. This one is in the National Post, which is a Canadian newspaper. And, it's all propaganda they're feeding here. And the Marxists, or whatever they want to call themselves, isn't that great? We should have... Our province should become a sanctuary province, because we have here in Ontario, where I live, I think we have about 5 sanctuary cities now. And You know, cop pulls me over. He wants my ID now. Hey, I'm an illegal immigrant. You're not allowed to ask. Oh, I'm sorry. You'd like to come over to the house for dinner? I mean, this is how ridiculous this is. Totally ridiculous. It's not even... Let's see what else we got here. You know, I was on the horn most of the day today with the government, different aspects of the government. And I was talking to the head office or the headquarters for the Ontario Provincial Police. That would be like, I guess, the state police, stateside. And it is absolutely nuts. You know, the problem is that there's no oversight on the police. And well, I'm talking to police headquarters. They say, well, no, it's not true. The police don't police the police. Well, of course they do. Can you give me a body that polices them? Well, you got places you can make complaints. Yeah, but those are the ones that are still working for you guys. And the ones you make the complaints to have no teeth to do anything anyways. I talked to the premier's office. That was yesterday. I was talking to the premier's office. That was kind of interesting as well. So I spent a lot of time today on the phone talking to different agencies and that. And one of the agencies, I wonder if I still have it up here. One of the agencies that they wanted to send me to was the OPIRD. Which stands for what? The Office of the Independent Police Review Director. Receives, manages, and oversees all complaints about police in Ontario. Well, yeah, but you don't have any teeth to do in them. It's like a bad ombudsman thing. But I got a real kick out of this because when I was going to their Googled in their site here, of which I've talked to in the past, but I found this really interesting because on the side here, they have Office of the Independent Police Review Director, and you can vote and leave a comment and score it 1 to 5. So there's 7 reviews on here, and they're all 1 out of 5, you know, any business that was getting 1 out of 5 constantly wouldn't be in business long, but then this is the Ontario Provincial Police Force. And this is the Office of the Independent Police Review Director where you go to make complaints about the police. So Peter Bird said, they're not to help you, but discourage you from proceeding with complaints. Absolutely useless organization. Now, we have an awful pile of useless organizations here in Canada, and I'm sure you have them in the United States as well, and everywhere else, where you're busting your ass, and these huge bureaucracies who have no teeth to do anything but are set up basically as gatekeepers to give people the idea that there's somebody watching over the corruption and somebody there to do something about it. Andy Romaine tells us that the most Orwellian organization I have ever come across, you can expect bureaucratic doublespeak, convoluted communications, truth denial, and extreme narrow-mindedness. And Christopher Robbins writes, it's hilarious. This detectives investigating police, just like lawyers investigating the wrongdoing of their own practice. And he's absolutely hit that one on the button. The lawyers, this is partners in crime. You have the lawyers writing the legalese into legislation in order to harm the public. And that's what they do. That's what it's there for. And then they sick loose the police to police their nefarious legislation. It's like a work-make program for each other, really. And maple bacon, that must be from Canada, obviously. Where else would you get maple bacon? Have placed so many complaints about police harassment over the years, racial profiling, offers for my 11, 12, 22, 23 divisions were stalking my family and myself. Police bugged my car and phone, tracking my cell phone. Plainclothes police would show up in unmarked cars. It happened over a period of 5 years. I took pictures and had detailed accounts written. Every time the complaints were dismissed, the police harassment would become even greater after contacting the OPRID, or whatever it is. Had to go see lawyers to get it to stop. It is a useless organization that is there to protect police. Don't waste your time here. Get a lawyer and sue. Well, that's not a very good plan either. It is useless to file a complaint. Misconduct based on my first-hand experience. First try to settle this complaint, silent to issue. It was a minor. They refused to settle. This is a total fraud and misuse of the term independent. I had complaints with video evidence, but rather than watch the videos and make an independent decision, the super corrupt, bought and paid for police shell, the ORIPD or whatever it is, goes on the statement of the very crooked cops that they are investigating. What a disgrace Ontario truly is. And Gary Thornton, my claims were unsubstantiated despite video evidence. And the officer's version of events was used despite contradicting physical actions depicted in the video, in the surveillance video. So this is who they wanted me to contact. And I was telling them, I don't really have a complaint. I want an investigation is what I want. And that's never going to happen. And, you know, we used to watch movies from the deep south of the States, you know, where the mayor and the cop and the chief of police were like tied at the hip, and they were very corrupt. And so we have that here in spades now. In fact, I think we could probably out-corrupt some of these police bodies down in the States now. Very, very corrupt. And I got so many things open here again. I want to put this in here. If anybody knows, maybe it's right on this video, I don't know. We got to notice that this is the, I guess, part two. Or no, full movie, but I thought it was part two. I don't recall seeing this one before. I'm just going to throw this in the chat. If you have seen it, just pass it along to somebody else that hasn't seen it. And that's the Rick Simpson run from The Cure. And I haven't been able to track him down. I haven't really looked that hard, but he's on my Skype, but I don't know if he's changed his Skype or not. We had him on the show a few times, and I really like Rick, and I'd like to have him on the show again. Because he's very good at ripping a new one for Canada. I like his attitude, you know. he's just trying to do the best he can for people, and he's been harassed and you know, broken into, and I don't know if Rick's ever had to do any time, but people around him have done time. Meanwhile, they're legalizing marijuana, the government is, but you still can't grow it. They want the monopoly on it, so it's going to get real ugly. But I wouldn't mind getting him back on the show again. I really like that guy. I like his attitude. I mean, Rick says what he means and means what he says, and we don't have enough of that. And I really appreciate everything he's done and is doing. Meanwhile, he's saying run from the cure, and I saw in somewhere I saw that they're expecting, oh, where's all these websites here? They're not website news sources. Let me try Canada here. Somewhere I saw a thing that one in two Canadians. That's pretty bad odds, you know, when you think about the odds of winning the lottery ticket. But one in two people will get cancer in Canada, and I think it's, oh, what was it? I wish I could find the story. Anyways, the numbers are really pathetic. One in two will get it, and I think it said two out of four will die from it, which is still one out of two. I can't find that story now. So anyways, what they're saying is they're poisoning the snot out of everybody. And then we have people like Michael Schmidt, who is trying to, not trying to, he is. He's growing just phenomenal food, making phenomenal breads, and you know, the milk is fantastic. The yogurts are fantastic. It's just really, really good food that will keep you healthy. And they've chased his ass around for 23 years. They've been chasing Rick Simpson around for an awfully long time, saying that these guys are dangerous. Well, they're not dangerous at all. What is dangerous is those that are telling you that they're dangerous. Those are the dangerous ones. And, you know, we really just got to come to grips with that. We have got to get away from the poison, you know. Okay. I can't find that story anywhere. But anyways, you can look it up and see it. Legal pot stores by Canada Day 2018. Pride Crosswalk. This is ridiculous stuff. Anything to do with Pride, if you look up what that is, these Pride people wouldn't be too impressed about it. I mean, here's a freaking, in Lethbridge, Alberta. Lethbridge is the third city this month to have its Pride Crosswalk vandalized with two incidents coming in just 4 days. On Thursday, Lethbridge police said they were investigating reports of black paint smeared in the Pride Crosswalk in a second act of vandalism. The report initially came in as tar and manure. But further investigation determined black paint was used, and city crews tried using peat moss to soak up the paint. The rainbow crosswalk representing the LGBTQ plus, oh, now it's a plus. Holy lifting. This is going to be, by the time they're done with this, their description of who they are, I'll be like two paragraphs long, eh? I didn't know what this, where the hell the plus come from? LGBTQ plus community and the blue, pink, and white crosswalk representing the transgender community were first vandalized Monday evening with these skid marks, with tire skid marks on both crosswalks. The transgender flag crosswalk in Lethbridge is the first in Alberta and second in the world to be painted on a city crosswalk after Whitehorse painted theirs a day before Lethbridge on June the 7th. Lethbridge is now the third city in Canada to face acts of vandalism on Pride crosswalks this month. Saskatoon saw its Pride crosswalk vandalized with tire skid marks on June the 5th, and Whitehorse also had its crosswalk vandalized with skid marks on June the 12th. Is this really bad or what? I mean, we got to round these vandals up and, I don't know, skin them alive maybe. You know? Because if I see a rainbow crosswalk, I don't know what's going to happen there. Maybe I'll just take a leak on it or something. I don't know. I'm so ticked off at this nonsense. And this is the nonsense, again, it's all coming from the UN. And the UN is threatening America, so why don't we get rid of the United Nations and clean up our crosswalks all at the same time? And clean up the illegal immigrants. You know, I feel bad for the illegal immigrants, I do, because they've been run out of their own countries on purpose. Absolutely on purpose to flood the West, to interbreed, and they don't live well. They're just trying to basically live, and they're here because they were, for the most part, pushed here. In a statement on Lethbridge Pride Fest's Facebook page, the Pride Fest said Monday's act of vandalism was deliberate. This is a direct attack on the LGBT plus or Q plus community, and specifically the transgendered community. Now, how do you know it's specifically the transgendered community? How the hell do you know that? You got lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, I guess, and queer plus. I don't know what the plus is. Plus politicians, I don't know. Targeted specifically the transgender community. However, we at Lethbridge Pride Fest know this is the action of a few small-minded, intolerant people. We know that this incident does not define Lethbridge. Well, you might be surprised at how much it really defines Lethbridge. You know, they tell you that a democracy is not that good because a democracy is mob rule, majority rule. And that's wrong because it takes away your freedom. Takes away your liberty. As long as you don't harm somebody, fill your boots is what it's supposed to be about. But now we've gone from majority rule to minority rule. We've got the LGBTQ plus now, who is a macro minority of the general population. Front and center. Demand, 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 demand. Well, you're not the majority, so peace off. And, you know, if you hadn't put that stupid Pride flag crosswalk there, Nobody would have dropped black paint on it. Nobody would have left skid marks on it. Now, would they have? You know, you're sticking your face where it don't belong. I think most people are tolerant enough that, again, if you don't harm somebody, you know, do what you want, but do it where you're not bothering other people. You know, this is all part of the depopulation program. The more LGBTQ and now plus that they can produce, the less people, the group of people is going to produce. So it's intricately connected to the depopulation movement. And, you know, I see the transgenders or the pride is upset because they say that these vicious, vicious attacks, i.e. tire marks, is targeted mainly at the transgendered people. Well, transgendered people, according to what I've been reading, have an extraordinarily high suicide rate, which means that this is not about choice, okay? This is about a mental problem. Simple as that. They're trying to pass this off as normal. Well, normal doesn't run out at a high 40s, low 50% suicide rate. That ain't normal. I don't care how you try to sell it. It is not normal. These people are suffering from mental illness. And I'm not putting them down because they're mentally ill. What I am putting down is the promotion of them as normal. You know, I feel for these people. If you have a group of people that are 50% of them are off on themselves, I feel for them. They need help. But they're being used to promote. And the UN is, by all definitions, as far as I can see it, a death cult. I mean, 200 plus million people were destroyed in order to create the United Nations and Israel. So we can't exactly say that the United Nations is anything about peace. Very ugly, evil group of men and women who don't really give a damn about anybody or anything but their agendas. And they will use anybody or anything in order to move their agendas forward. And after all these years, that damn thing's still sitting on American soil. And I'm beside myself to figure out why that is allowed. I have no idea why that's allowed. I don't understand why the American people allow it to be there. I have no idea why the Trilateral Commission is allowed to be anywhere on American soil. But maybe someday they will be destroyed, as they should be, because their mode operandi is destruction. So if you're going to try and protect yourselves, then you must get rid of what threatens you. And that is the United Nations and anybody connected to it. Well, I got a call from the Integrity Commissioner, too. That's not really got much to do with it, but I won't go into that. So, you know, if you see someone who's driving up to a rainbow crosswalk and you think they might be about to step on the gas and smoke the tires and leave some marks on the sidewalk there or on the crosswalk, please do the world a favor. Let them do it. We're all jacked up and call 911. Let it happen. You're not hurting anybody. You are leaving a statement. It's very important that you leave a statement. But here we go. And this is the other reason I want people to run in local elections. Okay, here's a statement from Chris Spearman, who is the mayor of Lethbridge. And what Chris says is, if this was something that was done deliberately to target Pride Fest and its members, it is incredibly disappointing to see a segment of our community treated with such disrespect, said Spearman. As a community, we will continue to embrace and celebrate diversity, and we encourage everyone to come together for Pride Fest events in the coming week. The city of Lethbridge has dispatched street sweepers and city workers to clean up the paint, and the crosswalk will now have to be repainted. There was leftover paint from the first paint job, so at this time there is no extra cost for the Pride Fest in restoring the crosswalk. Hargrave said at least three Lethbridge businesses have messaged him Thursday morning, letting him know they would be donating to Pride Fest in response to the incidents. Two acts of vandalism come days before Lethbridge Pride Fest from June 16th to 24th. And I'm surprised this is even allowed because, you know, southern Alberta down in the Lethbridge region and that is, they call that the Bible Belt down in that neck of the woods. And I don't know where all them people are. But they ought to stand up because, you know, your gay pride or your pride celebrations are just a celebration of Babylon, if you will. There's what kills me about this, that this is a big problem. And, you know, the mayor says to see a segment of our community treated with such disrespect. Well, when you got these morons marching down your street, your Pride Parade Fest is 16th to the 24th. So you got these Looney Tunes dancing around half naked, or still with body paint on, and doing extremely rude movements and that. What Pride is doing is showing disrespect for the entirety of the community, which would be about 99 point whatever percent. And so, you know, what these people are promoting is it's not something that will impress me. Not now, not ever. And like I said, I don't really give a damn. I could care less. You know, you don't harm somebody, fill your boots. But your sexuality, keep it at home, huh? You know, keep it at home. Because it's not wanted. You know, very few people, most people would be offended if a bunch of straight people, you know, were pawing at each other and you know, running around in body paint and weird costumes and that. Most people would be offended by that. So to say that this is you're offending these people. No, these people are offending everybody else. You see, if they weren't there, right, at these parades, then I think they would have less problem in their communities. But they got to keep sticking it in your face. In other words, we're normal and the rest of yous aren't. Well, that's pretty loony. But that's exactly what the message is. And they show these parades to little kids so that they, who don't have any bearing on anything, think it's fun and silly and cute, and they become pickings for these crazy people. We're going to have more pedophilia. It will just continue to grow. It will spike. It will spike faster. The chart will spike faster even than Al Gore's climate change map. But unlike climate change, which is phony, this particular graph is guaranteed to continue to cause greater and greater and greater harm to the communities and in particular the children. And why we put up with this nonsense, I have no idea. So get rid of the United Nations, you get rid of the pride parades, you get rid of this hokey pokey nonsense about climate change, and get back to being America. Get back to manufacturing what you need. Get back to putting the tariffs on the products that are built being built with slave labor while your factories sit idle. Get back to being America. Get back to being a proud nation. Get back to being as self-sufficient as absolutely possible. There is no reason that America cannot produce the vast majority, if not all, of everything it requires. So when, you know, the UN doofus there says, you know, we're going to cut America loose, good, we'll help you out. We'll give you the boot till you're not on the land anymore. We're going to cut you loose. And then we will run America as America should have been run. Now, somewhere in North America here, you know, I'm almost in favor. I don't want to join the two countries, but we have to, as brothers and sisters, join together in this fight. Because we are the same. We are of the same original stock that came here to settle these lands. And we need to join because both our nations are suffering the same nonsense. And we need to stand together and take back our nations. And then the rest of the world can go suck air as far as I'm concerned. Because the resource base and the low population in North America, the rest of the world can just disappear off the map. Because we got to get rid of the United Nations. Most nefarious, ugly, satanic outfit. And it's in every school, it's in every church, it's in all the laws that are written. It's in every politician. They can't wait to say it. You know, it wasn't that long ago if somebody had said to a politician, you know, I'd like you to go into Pride, but what are you out of your freaking mind? And now they're scrambling over top of each other. Every one of our schools now is flying a flag, a Pride flag. The police stations, the community centers, everywhere. This is like a bad virus taking hold. And we can't just keep turning a blind eye. And again, I don't have any animosity towards these people that suffer from these illnesses. You know, the more help you can give them, the better. But this isn't helping them. Okay? This is just going to ramp that suicide up, not down. But then the UN doesn't care, does it? They like dead people. More the merrier. More dead people we got, well, more room the animals got to run around, right? Anyways, that's the end of this thing. Back Thursday night, and we'll see where we go from there. But, selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line, lower class and social slime, they don't mind a genocide. Sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care. Caesarship, okay, take care, everybody. Fuck Mark them back, it's only for they warm. They shoot, they kill, they master.
Truth on the Tracks. You can catch every